Just to start off, can you tell me a little bit about your current situation?
Sure. So Parliament Hill is made up of several different buildings. The attacks took place in Centre Block, and I am currently in a building called the Justice Building. It's away from Centre Block, a few hundred yards down. The building's been locked down. A lot of guards patrolling the entrances and exits, and a lot of police, a very large police presence around the precinct as well.
Okay, so are you, I guess, stuck in a certain area? Do you have any freedom to leave?
Yeah, no, not right now. There are a lot of reports being, the situation isn't totally clear, so the advice is to keep everyone in the offices just in case that there might be someone out there, and they want to keep people off the streets as well so that they can have a better chance of apprehending any additional people involved in this. So it's tense. Of course, my first thoughts and prayers are with the soldier who was attacked, the War Memorial, very tragic situation there, and nervous for my staff. My main office is in Centre Block, so my staff and of course all my colleagues are still up there, so very concerned for them as well, but so far everyone seems to be safe.
Okay, so is there a fair amount of communication then? You're able to hear from everybody and find out how everyone is doing?
Yeah, one of the benefits of modern technology is that everyone's been checking in with each other and making sure that everyone's accounted for. Members are, have staff in different offices, different meetings going on, and even caucus colleagues might be in many different places any given time. So everyone's kind of been doing the check-in, making sure everyone's okay, and so far so good on that front.
Okay, so it was just before 10, I believe. What were you doing when you found out the news?
I was actually, as I said, I wasn't in Centre Block. I was actually just happened to be on my way into the precinct. So it took some time to be even kind of get a feel for exactly what had happened. So it's one of those things, the House security officials prepare for. They have scenarios. They have obviously a great deal of training. They work with the RCMP. You kind of notionally know that these types of things are possible, but until it happens, there's just no way to prepare yourself mentally for it.
For sure. Was this something that you ever thought would happen here in Canada?
Well, as I said, as Speaker, I have many briefings with security officials to go over many different items, and there's always talk about scenarios. Are we prepared for this type of scenario, that type of scenario? So we've had the discussions, but it's all been kind of, at least for myself anyway, it's more of the theoretical. If this were to happen, and so you can kind of think about it, you can kind of contemplate it, but I don't think anyone really knows what it actually looks like or how it actually unfolds until it happens. And we've got some very brave men and women in the House of Commons Security Force that were right there when it happened. We've got members of the RCMP who patrol the precinct that were right there, and they're all ready for it. They're all highly trained, but I don't know if you can fully be prepared mentally until it happens.
Of course, yeah. So what do the next couple of days look like for you? I know it's still pretty early to say that, but what do you expect?
Yeah, you're right. It's still very early, so it's probably a little bit too soon to predict what the next few days are going to be like. Obviously, though, first and foremost, we're going to be looking at on what happened. How was this able to happen? What could have been done to have prevented this, or what steps will need to be taken to prevent this from happening in the future? And that's going to be very important work. We have to keep this building safe, not only for members. Obviously, members come into work every day, and individual members of Parliament, cabinet ministers, party leaders have a higher profile, and they need to be sure that they are safe. And also, we have thousands and thousands of visitors every day. Members of the public who walk around the building, to school groups that take tours. The people enter that building have a need to be kept safe. Also, we have to balance the idea that members of the public want to be able to access the Parliament buildings. They want to be able to see their parliamentarians work and visit the buildings and see the historic nature of the place. So it's a difficult balance to achieve, but it's very important work that will have to be undertaken in the next few days.
Okay.